Going to be reading from Matthew 13. I'm only going to do 1 through 17. That same day Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there, while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen." Then the disciples came to him and asked, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" He answered, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For to those who have, more will be given, and they who have nothing, even that will be taken away. The reason I speak to them in parables is that seeing they do not perceive, and hearing they do not listen, nor do they understand. With them indeed is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, saying, 'You will indeed listen, but never understand, and you will indeed look, but never perceive. For this people's heart has grown dull, and their ears are hard of hearing, and they have shut their eyes, and so that they may not look in with their eyes, and listen with their ears, and understand with their heart, and turn, and I would heal them.' But blessed are our eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Truly I tell you, many prophets and righteous people belonged to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." We talked a little bit about attitudes last week, the Beatitudes. We're going to talk a little bit more about attitudes today, kind of in relation to the seeds and how it relates to different types of people. And we know that attitude has a great deal to do with how we go through life. It's how we perceive things. It's how we get up in the morning and how we go through our daily lives. Attitude has everything to do with that. And we all know that there are people out there that just have a rotten attitude and there's nothing you can do about it. Somebody on the internet here a while back posted what they call the Cynic's Guide to Life. It's a little takeoff on some of our familiar cliches. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a broken fan belt and a leaky tire. I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows, and a foundation leaks, and a ball game gets rained out, and cars rust, and follow your dream. Unless it is the one where you're at work in your underwear during a fire drill. Do not walk behind me, for I may not lead. Do not walk ahead of me, for I may not follow. Do not walk beside me either. Just leave me alone. If you don't like my driving, don't call anyone. Just take another road. That's why the highway department made so many of them. It's always darkest before the dawn. So if you're going to steal the neighbor's newspaper, that's the time to do it. Keep your nose to the grindstone and your shoulder to the wheel. It's cheaper than plastic surgery. This land is your land. This land is my land. So stay on your land. There are people out there, and we all know them, that have that kind of an attitude. They always see the worst in everything. They don't see that silver lining, that good thing that comes out of it. It's kind of like when we look for an answer to a prayer, we don't always see it. But those that you see, you really think to yourself, wow, prayer really works. And prayer does work. But you've got to look for the answer. It may not be the answer that you expected. You have to look for that answer. Attitude is everything. And Jesus wants those people to understand that there are different types of people, just like there's different ways of seeds falling to the earth. And he talks about the different types of soil because that's something that they understood back in that agricultural culture. They would understand what he was talking about. A lot of the parables were what they could understand in their culture. And he kind of refers to us as soil. I guess it's better than calling us dirt. And even the writer of Genesis said the Lord God formed man from dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. Soil is anyone who hears the message of the gospel. So he starts out with the seed that falls along the path. And that's the seed that never has a chance. It's, in human terms, bombarded by evil from the day they were born till the day they die. They don't ever have a chance. They're gathered up like the birds gather up those seeds before they can even try to sprout. And we know people in those groups, I'm sure. There's people that just don't have a chance. But then there's also people kind of like that, that have the attitude that they're not going to go anywhere. Mahatma Gandhi, back in the 40s, when he tried to get India's independence from the British, couldn't convince people of that day that they could make this happen. And if you understand a little bit about history, the British, when they went around and colonized the world, did pretty good until people got tired of being ruled over, and they saw that they were losing control, so they would pit the various religions against each other so they wouldn't be bothering them, trying to keep control. And that's part of the reason that religions fight with each other today, but we won't go into that. But the British only had a few governors here and there and a few pockets of military. There wasn't a big presence there. Finally, he managed to convince those people that, look, I know you've been oppressed all this time, but you can do this. And they did. In 1948, they declared their independence from the British rule. You get yourself in a situation where you just think, I can't do this. It's not ever going to happen. But you can. It's about attitude. It's about your expectations. And don't let yourself be beaten down by negative thoughts, negativity. You have to believe that you can do it. Then he talks about the seed falling on the rocky ground and how it sprouts up but then withers. And I bet everyone knows at least someone that they can remember that was on fire for Jesus and then just faded away. And that's what he's talking about. You get raised up, lifted up, you believe in Jesus, but there's no root there. There's no foundation, and it just withers away. They just lose that. And being in here in Kentucky, we've got such rocky soil that you've probably seen yards that are really green, except in a few places where if you dig down about 3 or 4 inches, there's a rock, and they're brown. So you can kind of see what Jesus is talking about. That's the kind of soil he's talking about, because if you were to plant anything there, it might sprout up pretty good, but it's not going to last very long because the sun beating down on it, it heats up that rock that's underneath, and it kills whatever's there. So that's kind of what he's talking about with that. But that's that person that really gets into it, and then it just fades away. It's kind of like there's a guy who brought his wife a really expensive bottle of perfume from Paris. Pretty bottle, great smelling perfume. She put it on her bureau and she used it until it was all gone. But she still wanted to be able to have some of that smell, and impress others with this pretty bottle. So she stuffed a handkerchief down in this bottle and let it sit for 2 or 3 days so it would absorb whatever was left in the bottle, and then she laid it around where that bottle was so that you could still smell the scent. And that's the kind of person that is living off grandmother's faith or grandfather's faith or mom and dad's faith. They came to church when they were young, and they participated in church, but now they've grown and they have faded away because they didn't have faith. It was the faith of their parents, their grandparents. there's no life in them towards Christ. That's the seeds that sprout up and die. And that's a lot of what we're seeing today. Back 40, 50 years ago, churches were filled because families came to church. But for whatever reason, the youth, a good portion of the youth, never did really take root. And so we don't see them in our churches today. And that's what Jesus is talking about. Then he talks about the seed falling among the thorns. And we see that a lot in society today, especially in our inner cities or in places where people get into the wrong groups. That's the thorns. They really don't have a chance to grow because they're constantly bombarded and influenced by someone else's attitude. Someone else telling them, no, this is the way it is. And they believe it. So they never really get a chance to grow. They never really get a chance to find religion because they're constantly surrounded by this peer group, this pressure that, you don't need to go to church. You don't need to do that. Don't worry about it. They get caught up in secular life. They get caught up in the world around them and don't get past that. They get so caught up in the world around them and in what they're doing that they don't pay attention to the good that's outside of that. There's a story about a man who married his secretary, and they had a very good marriage, but she contracted cancer, and she was bedridden. But this guy was so caught up in his investments and in his world and what he was doing that he didn't really pay a whole lot of attention to his wife. He would go up there every once in a while and sit with her for a little bit, but didn't really pay a lot of attention to her. Well, she passed away. And after the funeral, he came back to the room where she'd been laying and found her diary. And he felt like, since she's gone, I guess it's okay to read her diary. And he's reading her diary. And it says, "Yesterday, he spent an hour with me. And it was like being in heaven. I love him so much." Then he turned a few more pages. And it said, "I listened all day to hear his steps in the hallway. And it's too late. I guess he won't come to see me." He read a few more entries and then threw the diary on the floor, ran outside in the rain, went to the cemetery, and fell down in the mud in front of the tombstone and apologized to his wife. Because he had been so caught up in his own life, his own world, that he didn't see the good that he could have done by spending a little time with his wife. Surrounded by thorns. All those investments and the business opportunities that he had. He was surrounded by that, and that's all he seemed to see. And he regretted it. Then there's the seed that falls on the good soil. Someone who hears the word and understands the word. Someone who really feels Christ in their heart. Those seeds grow. Those seeds are fruitful. They turn others into Christians. They're out there letting people know who they are. They change lives. There's a story about a man who had wandered into this little valley and noticed that it was pretty run down, very few trees. The village had since been abandoned like a ghost town. But there was this one man, a shepherd, who would take his shepherd's crook and poke holes in the ground, and he was dropping seeds in these holes. And the man asked him, "What are you doing?" He says, "I'm trying to get this back going again." He says, "I'm trying to bring life back to this valley." And the guy thought, okay, that sounds good. But got caught up in World War I, went off to World War, and when he came back, he was depressed, lonely, and upset. And he thought, "Well, I'll go see how that guy did with that village and planting those seeds." And when he got to that valley, it was lush green, trees of all different kinds sprouting up everywhere, streams now running through this valley where the shepherd had dammed up waters in the mountains and allowed them to run down. And it lifted this guy up, and he thought, wow, you can change life. You can bring back goodness and beauty. And that's those fruitful seeds that Jesus is talking about. Because we can bring back life. We can bring people back to Christ. We can fill our churches again. It's about our attitude, who we are, and how people see us, who they see us as being. You'll notice every Sunday before I close, I pray that as you go outside these four walls, let others see Christ in you. Makes a difference. People can look at a Christian person, and there's just something about them you can tell. They're good people, somebody that you can rely on, you can trust. And that's why I tell you that every Sunday. Let others see Christ in you. Imitate Christ. You may change a life. There's a song that I really love called Let Them See You in Me. And it talks about the same thing. Let them hear you when I speak. Let them see you when I sing. And that's being fruitful. That's growing. That's the seed that impacts the world. And we can impact the world. You just have to do it. So there's different attitudes in life, and we've, I'm sure, recognize all of them. The ones that never get a chance, the ones that start out big but die off. Had a friend one time make the comment that in churches there's no service after the sale. Churches are so big about saving people and getting them in the pews that they don't really help these people on their journey, and they fade away. And then you've got the ones that are in the thorns. They're either influenced by their peer group or they're so caught up in what they're doing for the world that they don't see the things going on around them in churches and in Christianity. And then there's those, like those of us here this morning, that were planted in good ground, got the help as we went through our journey, and are still here. We're still helping others. We're still trying to get people to see the need for Christ, the fruitful seeds. It's all about attitude. Just like we talked about last Sunday, attitude is everything. You should get up in the morning when you wake up and think, thank you, God, you gave me another day. Don't get up in the morning and go, oh, God, not one more day. It makes a difference how your day goes. If you get up and think, thank you, Lord, for a good day, you're going to have a good day. If you get up and grumble and think, ah, that's the kind of day you're going to have. It's about attitude. It's about how we grow in Christ. It's about how we are thankful to God for those things He does for us. Those things that He answers our prayers if we look for them. Because He always answers. So we should always be the seed that is planted in good soil and fruitful and helps grow the kingdom of God. Amen.